You're tuned in to KLCC, and it's time to play the KLCC Conundrum, Oregon's most puzzling quiz. Of course, we can't play a good game without players, so we need to hear from you. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us by going to klcc.org/conundrum. I'm Jason Brown, KLCC Quizmaster. Forrest Walker Davis is here. Forrest, how's it going?
Well, Jason, it's Awesome Possum Day today.
Oh, it is very Awesome Possum, and we want to say hi, welcome, and good luck to Chris from Creswell. Chris, how are you today?
Doing pretty good. Just got off work a little bit ago.
Oh, good. You must work a really late shift or a really early shift, huh?
6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Oh, boy. Well, glad you're staying up to play the KLCC Conundrum with us today.
Happy to.
Forrest, let's play the conundrum.
Let's play the quiz. Jason and Chris, we've got a quiz about rhyming things. So all the answers are going to be two words that rhyme with each other.
Well, that's why you're Awesome Possum.
That is. Number one, this Oregon public servant was a state treasurer and senator, as well as having one term as governor in the late 70s, and has a highway in Springfield named for him.
Bob Straub.
Oh, good.
Nice. Next, the longtime mayor of Springfield on The Simpsons, and an acronym for public resistance to building things in one's neighborhood that might especially annoy mayors.
I know the last name is Quimby.
Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah. You know this acronym, too.
Yeah. I got a public policy degree, so.
Oh, you said it.
Nimby Quimby?
Yes, right. There you go.
Next, the rhyming name of Miley Cyrus's Disney Channel alter ego.
Hannah Montana.
Oh, yeah. I used to irritate my niece by calling her Hannah Banana Forest.
Oh, yeah. Well, makes sense.
Doesn't it?
That's our job, really.
Yes, that's an uncle's job, for sure.
Next, a very large birch aircraft currently hanging out at a hangar in McMinnville.
The Spruce Goose.
Oh, good.
Sure is. A southwestern city whose namesakes include a Kia vehicle and a particularly tall former UO women's basketball player.
Sorrento?
No. So it's a city that rhymes with the name of the state that it's in. So you give me the city and the state.
Yeah, and maybe you remember this movie, Raising...
Sedona, Arizona?
There you go.
Nice.
Well done.
Then we got, ironically enough, a rapper with a rhyming name was unable to finish her 10 wings on Hot Ones, winning her a spot in the Hall of Shame.
No idea.
Oh, well, how would you describe the wings on Hot Ones?
Spicy?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Oh, Ice Spice?
There you go.
That's her name.
Good one.
And then a style of men's clothing whose riots are chronicled by local historians Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Zoot suit.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Good.
The first U.S. Olympic basketball team to feature players from the NBA in 1992 after the reversal of the previous rule banning professional players.
The Dream Team.
You got it.
And scientists believe that the largest organism on Earth by biomass is a honey mushroom in the Blue Mountains, which people have nicknamed what?
Oh, I'm trying to remember it now.
It's rhyming, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a honey something.
No.
No.
It's in reference to its size.
Humongous fungus.
There you go.
And then a Ben & Jerry's banana ice cream, not a Hannah banana, with fudge and walnuts mixed in.
Chunky monkey.
There you go. Well, Chris, I tell you what, you did great. Actually, you just blazed right through those questions.
Job.
Yeah, so well, in fact, that we would like to send you a KLCC tote bag.
Awesome.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
Forrest Walker Davis hosts a number of trivia nights in Eugene, including this Monday at Play, where it's KLCC Trivia Night. You can find him online at FWD Trivia. Listen back to the KLCC Conundrum at klcc.org/conundrum, and we would just love to put you to the test. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us at klcc.org/conundrum.